The Dreaming Path, Indigenous Thinking to Change Your Life, written by Paul Callaghan and read by Paul Callaghan and Greg Fryer. In Aboriginal spirituality, everything is conceived. All things become pregnant. Trees, plants, insects, birds, fish, reptiles, mammals, rocks, and eventually give birth. The birth of this book is the result of 60,000 years of gestation. It contains knowledge and story that have been passed on for over 1,800 generations. Some people might be thinking, so? What use would a book based on a different culture from a different world be to me as I try to balance the demands of work, paying the bills, and doing my best to be a good person? To answer that question, I would like to ask you to let go of the present for just a moment. I would like to ask you to imagine a world with no war, no crime, no homelessness, no hunger, and no poverty. A world where every person has all they need to live a long life of fulfillment and well-being. A world with many languages, but where there is no word for hate, because hate does not exist. You can let go of imagining now and come back to the present. Do you think the kind of world described above can really exist? Most people would say no. They would say that history shows us human beings, by nature, do inhuman things to each other. They would say that over many thousands of years, we have demonstrated we are incapable of uniting in a loving and caring way. I disagree. The utopia described above was how Aboriginal people lived for a very, very long time. Yes, there are instances of disagreement and anger, but as you read this book, you'll gain an understanding of the systems, rules, and obligations in traditional Aboriginal society that created a way of life the analytical mind finds hard to accept. The traditional Aboriginal world functioned in a different time, but I'm going to show you how traditional values, ways of thinking, and practices are just as applicable now, perhaps even more so. The world today has so many things that give us joy and inspiration. Sunsets and sunrises, rainbows, snow-covered mountains, a child's laughter, hot water, chocolate, and the smell of coffee are things that lift my spirits and immerse me in bliss for a moment or two. And the ability to connect with a loved one who lives far away by phone, video link, plane or vehicle is a remarkable testimony to the benefits of scientific and technological advancement. But as I reflect on everything around me, although I know everyone is trying their hardest to do their best, I see too many faces lined with anxiety and stress. I see too few faces that emanate inner peace or contentment. I see too many people who appear to be going around in circles. For me, the world is a magical place where I can see, hear, touch, taste, and smell an abundance of treasures, even when I'm having one of those tough days when nothing seems to go right.